Hi guys, welcome to the Take Off podcast. It's October 2022. My name is Mick Donaghy. Some of you may know me from previous podcasts. This is the fourth and final name change of this podcast. Super excited to be back. It's been nearly a year since I've done a podcast. It's been so long that I just recorded a 30-minute podcast and forgot to record. So this is the second 30-minute podcast I'm gonna be doing with you today. So I'm glad to be back, a bit rusty as you can tell, but it's a super exciting time. There's a lot going on in the industry right now. There's been a lot going on personally, professionally with me. It's been a year. It's been a crazy year. I think everyone in the industry right now has probably experienced there's something a little bit crazy going on, whether you've changed job, whether you're working in a project that's just manic, whether you're doing two or three persons jobs at the minute. There's a lot going on. So I want to talk about that. I want to give you a little bit of an overview of what's been going on with me over the last little while. I want to talk to you about the name of the podcast. I want to talk about the name of my business. I want to talk to you about what to expect in the future of the podcast. I want to give you an idea of my goal and what I'm trying to achieve with this show. And yeah, I'm just excited to be here. So we've called it the Take Off Podcast. The reason being is over the last year, there's been a lot of personal shit going on with me. I've had to move back to New Zealand. Long story around that. I've been working in the Australian market now for the last year. Remotely, it's been an unbelievable success. It's been so exciting. I've set up my own business called Geddon Advisory. We're a specialist premium construction recruitment company where we work on leadership, technical, and executive appointments within the industry. That's been super exciting. Been really challenging in many ways. Learning so many things, especially regarding tax in Australia and tax in New Zealand. That's been like a master's degree, but it's been super fun. 8 months in, and it's been crazy, but it's been really good. So I'm super thankful of any of you out there who are listening to this right now has supported me in any way, supported the business in any way, whether that's like liking on a post I put out there, whether you've applied to a job, whether I've placed you into a job, whether you're a client and you've reached out to me before. I just want to say thank you first and foremost. But yeah, it's been a crazy year. We've all got through COVID, a bit battered and bruised. We're all a bit knackered from that. And then we jump into this cost of living crisis. We jump into this crisis nearly on. There seems to be a crisis in everything, doesn't there? There's a crisis of bloody war in Europe. There's a crisis of frigging supply, crisis in talent. There's crises everywhere. Maybe we should just call this the crisis hotline. But yeah, it's been crazy. But even through these crises, if that's a word, there seems to be a lot of opportunity. There's opportunity where a lot of, you know, those say middle managers, senior leaders have went out on their own, set up their own businesses. You've seen, you know, guys and girls and make massive jumps in their career. You know, who really could have been an intermediate QS or estimator or CA or whatever it might be, or now probably a senior. Would that have happened necessarily if there wasn't such a shortage of people? Who knows? So there's been opportunity, and you know, I took an opportunity in January 2022 of this year and decided to set up my own business, not an everyday agency, you know, not looking to employ 20 people. But looking to add lots of value, looking to add expertise, specialism, advisory around every single part of the recruitment process, from attracting people right through to closing them, right through to keeping them in your business. So a real high level overview of bringing high level talent, keeping them in your organization, making them happy, and rinse and repeating that across the board. So yeah. We started Geddon. It's been super exciting. The name is a combination of my mum's maiden name, my father's name, and we combined that to create Geddon. It's been exciting. Of course, there's been challenges along the way, but we're here today and we're doing the podcast again, first time in a year. So yeah, I mean, I had these grand visions of starting the podcast and, you know, going full on Joe Rogan, full on, you know, let's get a few interesting guests in here. Let's get the whiskey out. Let's have a bit of a laugh. Let's get it going. But as you know, the industry right now, the demand on talent, the requirement for good level people, high level people, you know, leaders in your business is phenomenal at the moment. And I'm the type of person, if I throw myself into a podcast, I'm up until 2 o'clock in the morning searching, you know, freaking tripods and the best equipment and how we're going to set this up and where, how do we get the best acoustics and all this jazz, right? And the reality of it is that I haven't done a podcast in a year because I've been thinking about all that shit, right? And it, for me, it's just like, my people, I'm talking like I'm freaking Muhammad Ali here, people who are connected to me, people who I would say are in my community, are probably needing to hear from others. They're needing to hear from influential leaders. They need to hear from other business owners. They need to hear what they're doing. They don't need a frigging, you know, high level production of that. They just need to hear the words. They need to hear what's going through people's brains. So this is what I'm here to do, is we're taking this all back. So I used to be obsessed with intros of a podcast. I used to be obsessed with outros of a podcast. I'm obsessed with, you know, how we're scaling this to the next level. How we're doing this, how we're doing that. But the reality of it is that for me, it's just about having honest conversations, being real. You know, you probably, if you listen to the podcast, and obviously you listen to this, I'm guessing you do, you're probably tuning in to be educated, informed, entertained, to have fun, take yourself away from things for a little while, to get a bit of advice, get a bit of strategy going on in your head. That's what I use podcasts for. So if you're listening to this, you're probably like me, you know, trying to get that. And you get that from not what it sounds like necessarily, not what the production of it all sounds like, but you get that from the conversations that you're having and from the words spoken, either from me or from the guests. So we're stripping it all back. We're not going full on production. I literally went out to the local technology store and I grabbed a microphone for $120. I've just plugged it in. I've just whacked on Zoom and we're chatting. We're talking about things. So I want to make a promise to you all. And the promise is that every week I'm going to put out a podcast of some sort. Now, for me, over the last year, I've learned that everything's a marathon. There's a long game in everything, okay? It's not just about, you know, banging out 40 episodes in 3 months. I think I done 51 episodes in 6 months or something like that. When I first started this, it was insane. And then I was so burnt out from it. And I was so burnt out from COVID. And I was so burnt out from moving my life, you know, from Australia to New Zealand and trying to set things up. I was exhausted from it all. And the reality of it is that, you know, throwing myself into something, I know that you've just got to show up, do the work, make it interesting, make it fun. You know, if it's just me talking some weeks, it's just going to be me talking. If some weeks I'm going to have really interesting guests on, but it's a marathon, not a sprint, you know, and I've learned that. I was running for nearly 3 months of this year, every single day. And what I learned from that exercise was I could go and do a 5 minute run and get the same like endorphins in my brain that I would get from an hour run. And it was just the fact that I would show up every day and do it. And this is what this podcast is going to be about, showing up every week and doing it. And it's not going to be edited or highly, you know, polished. It's going to be me some weeks just rocking up. We're going to be talking maybe about talent. Maybe we're going to be talking about moving from a CA to a PM, or we're going to be talking about how to really get into those sort of board level roles, how to win new business. We're going to be interviewing guests. And in those interviews, I'm not representing another brand anymore. I'm representing myself and my own brand. And I feel hopefully like I'll be able to bring better conversations to you, non-scripted conversations, things that you're actually going to take a lot of value from. and get people thinking on their feet. Not. Oh, I've read 10 questions here and I know what I'm going to be talking about, because this is not the podcast for that. This is the podcast where we talk real, we get into it. And my goal is to be here 5 years down the line doing the same thing, having these conversations, showing up for you every week, being there, whether there's a recession in 3 months' time or 6 months' time, or we're in a different crisis or whatever it might be, is to continue to remain in it, to be there throughout it all. So yeah, that is the goal of the podcast. It's not to create this big production. There was 500 people a week downloading our podcast, and I was like so surprised by that when I went back and looked at the data recently. Like 500 people, I think that's amazing, because the reality is that's 500 people in construction in Australia or New Zealand, or there's a wee bit in the UK and a wee bit in the America and the States. But like, there's people getting information, there's people getting value from that. And you know, I've had people reach out to me on LinkedIn saying, "Mick, I listened to this podcast you did with such and such." I reached out to them directly, and all of a sudden I've decided to make a career change. I'm now in construction. Just want to say thanks to that. I'm like, that's amazing. Amazing. This is if anyone gets one key takeaway per episode, then we're doing something well. Okay. So we're here. I've been talking, and I've been talking for an hour, and the first podcast didn't bloody record. So I don't know if I've said this in this podcast, but the whole reason why we're calling this The Takeoff is because I've been thinking about things for a long time, and I've changed the name of this podcast a couple of times, and I've never loved the name. But The Takeoff podcast is still hitting that core audience of you know, estimators, commercial managers, quantity surveyors, contract administrators. They all bloody know what a takeoff is, and I'm sure you're all sick of them. But I also wanted to combine that with business people, you know, people who have achieved big things in their careers or their passions. So one thing that construction is really shit at is collaborating and being honest. So if I went and I reach out to, you know, a director of a local construction firm, 9 times out of 10, they won't do it because they're scared of losing work, or they're scared of saying something a council might jump onto. They're scared of pissing off their subbies or their clients or whatever it might be. And so what happens is they retract, they don't talk about it, and then no one's the better for it. So me, Mick Donaghy, 31-year-old wannabe construction manager or construction owner or whatever, I could learn from the guy or the girl or whoever it might be, the 45-year-old person who's been doing this business for 5, 6, 7 years. If they aren't passing on their knowledge, no one's learning. And this is what's construction's unbelievably shit at this. And I've been doing construction for 10 years, and you'll get the executives come out every now and again, you know, the ones who are a bit outspoken, you'll see them go out and talk about it. And you know, the conversations are fine, but there's obviously an agenda in many ways. But you just don't see like the mid-level grunty people who are in the industry come out and talk. And that's a challenge. So that's, you know, over time, hopefully we can start to break down those barriers. We hopefully will actually get senior project managers, you know, estimate managers, board level people, and also the people on the ground doing the work. So, I mean, this is what this podcast is going to be about, is chipping away at the industry and getting people out and getting people talking and starting to make things happen. It's going to be unscripted. There'll be times where I'll grow as well, because I'm probably going to be uncomfortable. I'll maybe shouldn't have said something, or, you know, there's, as everyone knows these days, you know, people are easily offended. I'm an Irishman who likes to have a bit of crack. And I'm talking about crack, the fun version of crack. So we're here, we're talking, and hopefully we just continue to chip away at the industry, continue to talk about things. The Takeoff is all about business, people, construction, property, careers. That's what it's all about. So we're here and we're chatting, and I'm really looking forward to putting something out every week. And whether that's a really good episode on onboarding people, or if that's a really interesting episode about a construction director turned, you know, board level, whatever it might be. Someone even retired. Let's talk to them. I want to talk to everybody in the industry. So we're here, we're talking, and you can expect to hear this every week. If you've got any questions for me, reach out. More questions that you have, the better this content is going to be. Hopefully the 500 of you who are downloading an episode every week, you will come back and you should start listening again and you'll start supporting the podcast. We've had to start from scratch. This is literally building its way back up. You leave anything for a year, you know, if you don't work on your fitness every day for a year, then, you know, it's going to be tough. Again, this podcast, it's going to be tough. We're going to have to get it up and going. I'm going to have to get in the way of things, and I'm going to have to remember when to bloody hit record. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for anyone who's been on the journey with me, anyone who's listened to any of these episodes before. I just want to say thank you for hopefully getting on the journey again with me. I hope over the next few weeks, we can start putting out some interesting stuff. Hopefully over the next month, year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, we're still going to be here and we're going to be talking and we're going to be chipping away at the industry. We're going to be breaking down barriers. We're going to be breaking down construction companies piece by piece and getting everyone more informed. We're going to collaborate a bit better, be more transparent, we're going to be talking about the big issues, and we're not going to be sitting here worrying about every single thing that we say. And let's push back on those people who are making things not okay to talk. Let's push back on them as an industry, because we need to be more collaborative. We need to talk more. We need to get more off our chest. And if we do, I think we'll see better outcomes for the industry, whether that's, you know, how projects are priced or how, you know, subbies are paid or how working hours and mental health, all these things. Diversity is obviously a big one. We need to be talking, and not talking in like a political way, whereas someone's got an agenda here or an outcome from this, but actually to really think about this as an industry and say, I'm actually here to make this industry better. And I'm going to be talking real. I'm going to be pushing back when it needs to be pushed back. I'm going to challenge something when it needs to be challenged. And don't just fall in line. You just fall in line. You just become another nodding dog. And nodding dogs don't go anywhere. So thank you, guys. And I just want to say something. When I say guys, it's girls and guys. So thanks, guys. I'm really, really happy to be back. I'm going to be showing up next week. We'll do another interesting show. But yeah, we're going to be making this super simple. We're rocking up and we're chatting. And that's where we go from here. So thanks, guys. This has been the Takeoff Podcast. I'll see you next week. You'll hear from me next week and in the week after and in the week after. So appreciate it. Let's rock and roll and enjoy your October.